Rafael, obviously going up against your former team this week, just what are some of the thoughts that go through your mind when you're facing the former team?
I mean, you just want to put your best foot forward. You want to make sure that you go out there and do what you're supposed to do, you know, make plays, make an impact on the game, and most importantly, just getting a win.
How many former friends do you have on the team? And I guess, have you guys kind of had any conversations back and forth this week?
Well, everybody in the DB room is pretty much well-knit, well-tight group. We still have a group chat going on. You know, being that we played them this week, I haven't checked it this week. But hopefully we can get this win, and then, you know, we can continue talking after the W.
You guys have really turned it up defensively the past couple of games, only allowed 13 points, allowed less than 200 passing yards in each one of those games. What's been the significant difference, or has there been a difference for you guys in terms of what you've been able to do in pass defense?
I think just making those plays that we're supposed to make. I think the way that we play is how we practice. So, you know, that's pretty much been the difference. And simplicity. It's been a lot simpler for guys. Though being that we're so young, you know, guys got kind of thrown out there in the fire being that they're young, coming straight out of college. And, you know, college and NFL is totally different. So, you know, we just want to make it simple for guys. And that's what we've been able to do.
Okay. We've taken note of the sack celebration. Where's the kick come from? Is that the old Jory Porter boot?
I ain't think about it. It was just kind of like, man, get that weak stuff out of here. So, you know, hopefully I can make a play this week, and I might have something new for you.